We begin by Ezra Shemiz Baruch, Ketzer Shulchan Aruch, Simen Kuf Tzad Gimel, Hilchus Bikachoylem. Sif Aleph, Kshol Adam, if a person gets sick, mitzvah, a kol Adam Levakroi. There's a mitzvah for people to visit him. Shekem Tzin Vakadosh Baruch, as we find Hashem, Shavaka Choylem, Hakadosh Baruch Hu visits people who are ill. Kamash Yadosh Rabbi Yisrael Zechon Rav Rachva Basa, Pasuk. As Chazal explained the Pasuk, by Avram Avinu, V'yere Hashem, Elov Hashem, by Elonim Mamre, Melamed, Shebo Elov Levaka, Chayla, Kodesh Baruch Hu, came to visit him. And since the Pasuk says, Achre Hashem Telechu, and the Gemara Masech the Soita, Daf Yudal Ramar Aleph teaches us, Halech Acha Midoisu Shal Kodesh Baruch Hu, we have to follow the way Kodesh Baruch Hu acts. So if Kodesh Baruch Hu visits people who are ill, we have the same obligation to visit people who are ill. Machlokes Rishonim, if it's a mitzvah d'oraisa, the mitzvah b'kacholim, or it's only a mitzvah d'rabbanan. But everybody agrees that when you visit a person who's not well, mekayim the mitzvah haft l'riacha kamaicham, it's included in the category of gemilas chasadim that we know, as we say every morning, those are the type of mitzvahs. We have benefit from these mitzvahs in this world, and it helps in the next world. And the Gemara Masecht and the Dorim, Daf Mem Amar Aleph, teaches us, somebody who visits somebody who's ill, nitzel medina shel gehenim, that person will not, chas v'sholem, fall into the gehenim. Somebody who's mevaka chayla is as if Chazal teach us there, as if he helped him, brought him to life. And chas v'shalom, if somebody doesn't do the mitzvah b'kachaylam, it's viewed as just the opposite. We don't make a bracha on the mitzvah b'kachaylam for two reasons. One is any mitzvah that is dependent on a second person, it's not in your total control, you don't make a bracha. And number two, a bracha, a mitzvah which is obvious, mitzvah sichlius, a mitzvah that it's obvious that that's what we have to do, is not a mitzvah that we make a bracha on. And since it's so obvious that we should visit people who are not well, we don't make a bracha. Hakrovim v'acherim, shurgim l'konis l'beis etamid, relatives and friends who are constantly in touch with this person, hema holchem l'vakrim, yeah, they should visit this person, as soon as they hear that he's not well. Avar choykim, shenri gilim v'beisoyim, people who are not that close to him, that don't see him all the time, lo yichnasu miyad, they shouldn't visit him immediately. Kehoichad alay lisrei mazlei, declaring him and treating him like a ill person could only make it worse. Lahat alav shem choyle, we don't want him to be labeled an ill person. And therefore, v'ena nechnosim ad lachash loishim yomim, we don't visit him until the 3 days. However, this is only in a situation where this person who's not well has people to help him and take care of him. But if the person who's not well needs help, then everybody should try to help him immediately. V'em yikvetz alav cholim, and if he is very ill, gam achoykim, then everybody should visit him immediately. I feel a godly elich levaker as a cotton. Even somebody more important should visit somebody less important. I feel a come upon b'yom, even a number of times every day. Because a moisif, the more you do this mitzvah, I raise a meshubach. Uvat shloyia l'tarach ala choyla. You have to be careful not to burden the choyla. I saw that the pasuk says, the pasuk from which we learned the mitzvah b'kacholim says yelchuba. I saw pshat yelchuba. You also have to know yelchu when to leave and not to be a burden on the chayla. Particularly at night, there's a point to visit the chayla. Particularly if during the day, in the mitzvah b'kacholim, many times doesn't just entail unfortunately, a person who's not well. It includes his family. Chavetz Chaim in the Sefer Chavetz Chesed explains, if the family is so busy taking care of the ill person and now they just don't have any energy and they need to get home a little, helping them out is also included in the mitzvah b'ka cholim. Hasayna le'ivak hasayna cholim. An enemy should not visit an enemy when he's not well. V'lo yinechma kusha avel. Nor should he do nichma velim when he's an avel. Shelo yachshav shusamech le'adai. He shouldn't think that he's actually enjoying this person's situation. If a person is not sure how the patient or the avil will take his visiting, he should ask somebody to ask them how they will react to this person coming. Amuta levayosai, the enemy may attend the levay of somebody. Velekla mechasham kusamach leidai. Then we will at that point say that he's happy that this person passed away. But shesav kol hodom. That's unfortunately the end of everyone, that they will pass away. Ayel kamon simreish. Science obeys that choyla and tzarich lamed a filip nei nasi, that a sick person, even if a nasi comes to visit him, he doesn't have to stand up in his honor. From right to lamed, and if he does get up, and aymerloi, we shouldn't say shev, sit down, because it's if we're saying to him, go back to being sick, go back to being an ovel. What you should say is, you know, thank you, or something that doesn't in any way, that can't be interpreted in any way as if you're wishing that he remain in this difficult position. If the ill person is laying on the earth, the person visiting him should not sit on a chair which is higher than him. The Shechina is by the head of a chayla. Shenema Hashem Yisoden al Eres Tavoy. Av Shechayla Shechah B'mita, but if the chayla is laying on a bed, Muta Lamavaka, the person who's visiting him, could sit al Kisei on a chair, V'safsal on a bench, but he should not sit at the head of the bed, because that's where the chayla, that's where the Shechina is, nor should he sit at the foot of the bed, because that's where the Malchamavis is. The main mitzvah b'kecholim, hula'ayim b'tzarchei cholim ha'tzarch lasus loy, to pay attention, what does this person need? V'shimtzun nachas ruach mechaverav, and that the person who's not well should find a moment of enjoyment when his friends visit him. V'gam, another important point of the b'kecholim, is she to data love yivak shrachma love, that the person who's visiting him should daven on behalf of the person who's now well. The Paisk may so point out that when somebody visits a person who's now well in the hospital, it shows to the staff in the hospital that this person must be an important person. So many people are visiting him. That is also a consideration in Bikur Cholim. Particularly visiting a person who doesn't have so many visitors is more important than maybe visiting a person who has many visitors. Davening for the chayla is so important. Even if the person who you're visiting is in a coma, we're not cognizant of people who are visiting him, there's still a mitzvah to visit him. Even if we don't know if he hears what you're saying, that visiting him is still very important, and the visiting him could accomplish great things, even though we don't necessarily see the result of that visit. Then, if somebody visited a chayla and didn't daven, he didn't do the mitzvah properly. We don't visit during the early part of the day. At the beginning of the day, even people who are quite ill, it's not that noticeable. And therefore, if the person will visit him at that time, he won't see the need to daven for him. Furthermore, don't visit him at the end of the day. Then he really looks really not well. And v'yishyash mevakash lov rachman. It, based on what we're learning here, bika cholim through the telephone, if one could personally go do the mitzvah, that is far better. But if you can't visit him personally, at least try to do Bikachaylim on the phone. And there are four reasons to do Bikachaylim: to see if you could help him, to make him feel good that you came visit him, to daven on his behalf, and when somebody visits somebody who's sick, you take away 60th of the disease. Sif Dalek, Shemak Shel Avrachmim, when you're davening for this chayla, imavak shel funav, if you're davening in the presence of the person who's ill, yochel vakish b'choloshin shiyartza, you could daven in any language. And if you're davening in front of the chayla, you need not mention his name. Sharei b'vakish kav yochel fnei shchina, because you're talking directly to the shchina, which we said before, she eats al chayla, which is present by the chayla. Aval kishim vakish shalai b'fonav, when you're davening for the chayla, not in the presence of the chayla, does malach ha'sharis niskak al ha'al tefilasoi, then you need malach ha'sharis to take up that tefila ta'kadosh baruch hu, ve'ein niskak al kol shonis, and they don't understand all languages, so then Alkein Yevakish B'Loshon HaKodesh. Then you should daven in Loshon HaKodesh. V'yichla L'Yisai. And when you mention this Chayla, you should include him B'Toich Kol Chayla Yisrael. B'Toich Shekayla Mechayrim. Because you include him together with all the other people who need a Refu Shleima. Tefilas and Neshmas Yaiser. That will help that your tefillah will be better accepted. B'Schusin Shel Rabbim. In the merit of the Rabbim. V'Yomer. And what you should daven and say is Hamakim Rachem Lacha B'Soich Kol Chay Yisrael, Kadosh Baruch Hu should have Rachmanis on you with amongst all the other people who need a refuah. V'Shabbos Yomer Shabbosim Melizak Refuah Krayv of Lavai V'Rachma V'Rabim V'Shifsu B'Shalim. This halacha that when you're davening for a chayla, not in front of him, you should daven in Lashon Kodesh, is only when you're davening b'yichidus, by yourself. But if you're davening b'tzibur, the power of a tefillah b'tzibur is great, and there it doesn't have to necessarily be in Lashon Kodesh. Sivhei, hamavakarim, yidavri itoy b'haskel v'das. When you go visit somebody who's not well, you have to be careful how and what you say. V'yomeloi, lo dvarim b'chayim, don't speak about people who are well. Don't speak about people who are passed away. But what you should tell him, he should pay attention to his situation. If he lent or borrowed money, he's holding other people's objects, other people are holding his. And just because you speak about these subjects doesn't mean that he should be concerned that he's passing away. Because the truth is, the Aruch HaShulchan says, these are the type of issues that even healthy people should be paying attention to. And therefore, speaking about these type of issues is in no way an indication of something bad impending to happen.